Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, so Gator and I are in different places. I want to get Kang's impression, and I really want to talk to the people. With the Pistons opening their season tonight, Gator, you expect them to get better this year. I feel like in the arc and the timeline of this youth movement and the great job they've done repopulating the roster with good young players, and they've done a really good job. They kind of skipped the step last year and took a huge jump forward. And I think the veterans they brought in, I don't actually expect them to be as good as the guys that they've lost. I'm not against it because they're investing in their young players getting better. But because of that, I actually don't expect them to win more games, but I won't be that disappointed. And I want to explain, when you look at their key guys, they're still super young. Cade is 24. Durant's 21. Ron Holland is 20. Jaden Ivey's 23. You know, I mean, we're talking about a core of players. Isaiah Stewart's 24. Sarah Thompson's 22. A core of players that are super young. And so we all want things to happen. I think sports fans and media always want things to happen with the development of players faster than oftentimes they do. And I'm not going to freak out if they, you know, only win 42, 43 games this year, because I feel like, again, they skipped the step. They're ahead of schedule, and that it's still a little early to expect big things. Now, I know the East is wide open. But with that said, Kang, where are you? Do you think they get better or worse in terms of win total?
I think they get better, but I don't think it's 50. I think it's probably at the 47 win range, right around there. I think... I'm guessing their over-under is probably about 46 or so. I think I would take the over slightly, obviously. They are definitely counting on their young players developing and getting better. This is kind of like the Brad Holmes theory, draft, develop, re-sign, right? They already extended Cade. I'm a little disappointed they didn't do the same thing with Durant personally, but you know, he'll be a restricted free agent after the year, so they can still bring him back. Same with Ivy. I just think what they did last year, more than anything, the experience of going through real basketball at the end of the year where games meant something, and then that grueling playoff series, you know? These guys were so young and green, I don't think they knew how to win big games yet. They were just learning how to win. Remember the teams before? It felt like they lost a lot of close games and ended up with like 15 wins, right? Because they didn't know how to close games out. Last year, they figured it out, and now with games at a premium, I think that's going to be the biggest difference, is that experience factor that they finally have under their wing.
Okay, so you two both think they're going to get better. I'm not expecting them to get better. In terms of win total, I think they might be developing quite nicely, and I'm not going to freak out. I'm just not sure they're really ready to take that big step forward.
I will offer this. I heard this in the morning show, the guys talking about it, and Costa brought this up, the J.B. Bickerstaff effect. When he was in Memphis, his first year at Memphis in 2017-18, he coached in 63 games that year. He took on his interim basis, right?
Yep.
Went 15-48. The next year, his first full season, he improved from 15 wins to 33 wins. goes to Cleveland, finishes off the 2019-20 season. That's only 11 games, so they were 5-6. The next year, 22-50. Then in 21-22, they went from 22 wins to 44 wins. And then they went from 44 wins to 51 wins and then dropped to 48 wins. If you want to say plateau at that point, sure. But the first couple of years, there was improvement, just like there was in Memphis. In Detroit, takes over a 14-win team, and in his first year, it's 44. Now, I'm not saying double it, and they're going to win 88 games in an 82-game schedule. But I'm saying I would expect some improvement, and because he's shown that when his previous stops, the next year they take a little bit of a step forward. Now, this was the first time in his career that he had taken over a team at the beginning of a season. So the 44-game stretch is legit. But I'll say I think they're going to win north of 50 games.
Okay, with that said, and wow, Gator's chesty, I want Piston fans to convince me I'm wrong. Piston fans, convince me I'm wrong. Why do you think this team gets better than they were a year ago? 248-539-9797. I'm more than willing to be corrected and hope that I'd be awesome if you're right. And I recognize, you know, the Boston injury to Tatum, the Tyrese Halliburton injury in Indiana. The Cavs are a top four seed, and then somewhat the last 3 years they've been a top four seed and hysterically have only won two playoff series. Orlando got Desmond Bane. That's an additional 20-point score. They added Tyus Jones for some shooting. The Knicks are back. Atlanta went out and got Kristaps Porzingis, and I can't stand Atlanta because I can't stand Trae Young. But bottom line here is, I think Atlanta takes a step forward. I want to be convinced I'm wrong, and I'm inviting the audience to do just that. Tell me why the Pistons are going to win more games than they did a year ago, and I'm wrong about them skipping a step. 248-539-9797. I'm also interested in how much more invested you may or may not be in this team. Are you going to go to more games? You're going to watch more. You're going to listen more. You're going to call this radio station and talk about them a little bit more. All right, whatever your peak Piston interest was, and we've had two incarnations of championship teams in our lifetime, Gator, with the Bad Boy Pistons and the Going to Work Pistons, that's probably peak Piston interest. Are we getting kind of slowly climbing back to that direction where people are going to be so into it?
I mean, it's going to obviously depends on if they win. I think to start the season, there's a lot of excitement and anticipation for it, and then the season begins, and I think people start to lose interest right away just because that's how it is. We still have football going on, and the Red Wings off to a good start as well, but it's going to be about football until football's done. The question is, will the Pistons be? How relevant will they be come January? And hopefully very relevant. Hopefully this is a team that's winning 60% of their games and on a pace to contend for one of the top four seeds in the Eastern Conference. And if that's the case, that's where you start to measure how popular this team is going to be, is where they are in January.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Dylan on a cell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dylan.
How are we doing? Can you hear me?
Yep.
You got me?
Yep, go ahead.
Sweet. Sounds good. I think the Pistons this year, I think they're going to get better because that man, Cade Cunningham. I think, seriously, people need to start talking Cade MVP. This guy is dropping, 20, almost 30 points and a half of preseason games? Yeah, I get it. It's preseason. But this guy's the truth. And I remember I called in like 3 years ago. I don't know if you guys remember when, you know, the Pistons were in trade talks to possibly land Zion Williamson, but I remember I was talking, I'm like, hey, I'm a firm believer in Cade Cunningham's the truth. He's that guy, and I still stand on that. And one of you guys were like, yeah, I don't know, he can't stay healthy, and that was just like a Hemethy moment for me when he came back that year and just was really balling out. But we got young guys. I think they're all taking a leap. Asar Thompson, I think he's going to take that leap. Durin, leap. Ivy, I know he's going to be out for a while, but, you know, we could have beat the Knicks, especially with Ivy there. But I mean, and we got better role players too. Malik will be back. Duncan will be shooting threes. We got 2 3-point shooters.
You think Malik will be back?
I think we're well rounded this year. Go ahead.
You think Malik will be back?
Yeah, I think he will. I'm pretty sure he's still rostered. So
no,
he's not.
But thank you, Dylan. 248-539-9797.
He is still under investigation.
Yes. And in talking with Trajan Langdon 2 days ago, it didn't sound like.
Did not sound like.
It didn't sound very optimistic.
Do you remember the call from 3 years ago?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm always getting curious when somebody says that, and then what's the reference point, and then they bring up Zion Williamson. If you're going to bring up Zion Williamson, I know exactly what my take would have been at the time. Hell no.
Well, if we were worried about Cade Cunningham's injuries, as he said, do you think we would have been worried about...
3 years ago with Zion?
Yeah. Anyway, convince us, his case is basically, it leaps. Use the word leaps. For Asar Thompson and Jalen Duren. If they take leaps forward, he's right. A leap is not a small step forward. A leap forward, he would be right.
Well, I mean, if you're going to say, let's say with Duren, Holland, and Asar Thompson, if you get a leap from just one of those guys, I think it's big.
Yeah.
And because they are all so still very young, I mean, it's not crazy to think that maybe more than one has that opportunity.
248-539-9797. Convince us. Gator doesn't need the convincing. I'm a little bit more, I don't know, I'm
reserved.
I'm tamping down expectations a little bit because I think they just took such a massive leap forward. And I like the veterans they brought in. I like the veterans they lost more. And so the question becomes, convince me, I guess, that they're going to be better than they were a year ago. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, Hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.